Hi guys, welcome to Patrice LaSalle's podcast. I'm your girl, Patrice LaSalle. I am excited to be back with you guys. Like, it's been a couple of weeks since I actually recorded a podcast. I've been sick. Probably in the last month, two or three times. And so, I just kind of was focusing on getting well and kicking the devil in his face because I hate him and just trying to get my footing. But I definitely could not wait to come back and record another podcast and just share with you guys. Today, I actually, as the Holy Spirit like give me topics for my podcast, I just kind of like open notes on my phone and just write them out. And so I think in my last podcast, I briefly mentioned that this has been like a crazy warfare season for me. Many of you guys know January of this year, I moved back to the East Coast where I the Lord released me back into the marketplace, back to work. And so, it's been quite interesting going into dark places, and just immediately, of course, we just have a target on our backs because we bring light and darkness don't like light, and just our mere presence, I don't have to open my mouth or say anything, but just when I show up, darkness doesn't like it, you know? And so I've just been navigating that because for the last year and a half, almost 2 years, I've been amongst light. I've been amongst other people who are burning for Jesus, just like me, right? And so every day I'm in the presence of God. Every day I'm having encounter after encounter with Jesus. And, you know, I go from that to now being thrown into the workplace where I'm dealing with and navigating and dealing with stuff, both in work and in personal that I haven't had to navigate. I've dealt with warfare before, but it's just different. So that's what the last couple of weeks and months been like for me. So I said all of that to say, I thought my next podcast that I would be recording would be a grace for battle. And so I think eventually that'll be a podcast, but I don't necessarily feel the release to go ahead and record that. And so I just got home from work. I'm so glad it's Friday. And the Lord actually placed it on my heart to talk about being qualified. And so earlier this week, I was looking online for jobs. And I was looking online for jobs because my commute every day to work is anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours from home one way. So I work 8 hours and then I'm on a road 3 to 4 hours a day, which makes my days 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, anywhere from 11 to 12 hours. So I'm like burnt out. Like, I like my job, but I'm like getting burnt out. So it's either I move closer to my job or I find a job closer to home. So those are my two options. And so this week I just started to just like look and just to see what's out there. And so I came across this one position, that I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I would love to do it. And so, but as I read the description, I read the qualifications, the required qualifications, the desired qualifications, I found myself like hitting the back button on a browser and then going to the next job to look at, you know, what the qualifications are and, you know, something that I feel like I can do. And I heard the Holy Spirit so clearly. He's like, why are you telling yourself no? And I immediately was like, oh God. And he said, why are you telling yourself no? And he began to speak to me and remind me that I have favor. And so it hit me like, oh my gosh, I'm disqualifying from myself from a position or from an opportunity all because I'm looking at my skills. I'm looking at my skills and what I can do based on my own strength. And the Holy Spirit's like, why are you disqualifying yourself? So I hit the back browser button, went back to the list of the job listings and found that position. And I submitted my resume. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to apply. I don't have this certification that they want. You know, I do have experience related to it, but I don't have direct experience on what this position requires. So I submitted my resume and I just was like, okay, I'm just going to do it because you told me that I have favor. And so I just want to walk and take a step of faith. And so I submitted my resume to quite a few positions. And so that was a couple of days ago. And yesterday at work, like a couple of minutes before 5 p.m., I looked at my phone and I had an email. And the email was from the company that I applied for saying, you know, hello, Patrice. You know, I reviewed your resume and I believe your skill set would be, may actually fit this opportunity. I would love to have a 20-minute conversation with you. Blase, blase, blah. And so in my mind, I was like, whoa, it hit me because I said, I disqualified myself from something, or I was ready to disqualify myself from a position or opportunity based on my skill set, when the Lord said, why are you doing that? And he said, do you have favor? And so I went back and I actually applied for it. And that's the first job that I actually heard back from in a matter of a couple of days. And I received the email yesterday. I had the conversation with the lady today. It was about 20 minutes. And at this point, it's not about if I get the job or not. I learned such a valuable lesson in that. And I learned that favor carries you further than a skill set. Favor carries us further than our degrees. Favor carries us further, than our gifts, our talents. And favor opens doors that we can't open for ourselves. Favor opens doors that other people can't open for us. And so I learned that I've been approved and I've been marked by heaven. And because I've been approved and marked by heaven, whatever opportunity God has for me is already settled in heaven. So it's settled in the earth. So for me, it's not about whether I get the job or not. It's about the fact that I have favor. And that was proof that I have favor, because I may not have the credentials, or I may not have the certifications, or the complete required skill set that you have, but I have Jesus. I have God. I've been marked by heaven. And so if heaven says, this is the opportunity, I need you in this role, I need you in this position, I need you in this place, man can't stop it. Satan can't stop it. Demons can't stop it. Nobody can stop what God has for me. No one can stop what God has for you. And so I just felt that this podcast needs to be, I'm qualified. And as I thought about Jeremiah in the Bible, Prophet Jeremiah. And so in Jeremiah chapter 1, you know, Jeremiah is actually called and he has this encounter with the Lord, and the Lord is telling him, you know, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. And the first thing that Jeremiah said is, wait, Lord, I can't even speak because I'm a youth. I'm young. And God said, do not say that you're young, because you're going to go where I tell you to go and you're going to say whatever I tell you to say. Don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then he put forth his hand. I'm actually reading Jeremiah 1:9 now, and touched my mouth. And he said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. And so this is Jeremiah having this encounter with the Lord, and the Lord is actually telling him what he is called to do. He's telling him the very reason that he created him, the very reason he put him on this earth. And so the Lord is telling him, you know, I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. This is your destiny. This is your call. And one of the first things I realized when God tells us, this is what I've called you to do, this is what you're ordained to do, one of the first things that rises up in us is fear and inadequacy. Because Jeremiah's response was, oh, how can I prophesy? I can't even talk. Like, I'm too young. I cannot speak. And we know that prophets speak. They open their mouth. They speak what God is saying. Like, they speak the heart and mind of God. That's what a prophet does. And so that is his calling. Yet there's fear related to his calling because he felt inadequate. He felt that he was too young. He felt that he didn't know how to properly speak. Maybe he wasn't trained to be a prophet, or he didn't have a degree, or he didn't have the background, or he didn't know how to articulate well or speak well. And so this fear rises up in him where he starts looking at his strengths, his abilities, and say, wait, I can't do it. And so one of the first things that happened, you know, God can tell us that I called you to this. You're ordained to do this. And one of the first things we're going to have to deal with is fear and inadequacy. We're going to have to say no to fear. Fear is telling you, you know, well, what if the door doesn't open? What if you didn't hear God correctly? What if you're rejected? What if, you know, you fail? What if you get this management or leadership position or role, or And you don't succeed. You never led before. You don't know how to be a leader. You don't know how to, you know, do this and that. Like, you don't know how to preach. Why are you, you know, what? I don't know. You don't know how to speak. You can't even speak in front of people. You don't communicate well. We're going to have to deal with these feelings of inadequacy, these feelings of fear, and we're going to have to say no to them. And when Jeremiah told the Lord the reason that he can't do what he's called and destined to do, the Lord told him, don't be afraid. You're going to go where I tell you to go. You're going to say whatever I tell you to say, for I am with you to deliver you. And so God never sends us into an opportunity, or he never sends us to a place, or he never gives us something to do that he's never there with us. Like, if God gives you something or sends you somewhere, if he puts you in a certain position, or he tells you to go on a missions trip, or he tells you to go to get another degree, or he tells you to marry, it's your season of marriage, to go into this marriage, and this is new territory. You know, you've never been there. You've never done it. And this fear and inadequacy, you know, maybe I'm not going to be a good wife because I don't know how to cook well. Or maybe I can't get this degree because I'm really horrible with grammar and spelling. And I never written, you know, I can't write 20 pages paper. So there's no way I can get my master's degree. Or I can't apply for this leadership position. I never led anything. And I'm not a good leader. Like, these thoughts and these feelings come up and they're demonic. They are the Satan whispering and telling us, no, you can't, you know, you can't do this. You can't do that. And the reason that Satan is whispering these lies is because he doesn't want us to walk into destiny. He doesn't want us to walk into purpose. And so we have to listen to God's truth. We have to know that whatever God has called us to, he's equipped us to. Because I love the next thing that happened after the Lord assured Jeremiah that he was going to be with him. He reassured him like, no, I'm with you. I will deliver you. Don't be afraid. Like, I'm with you. And so God always affirms us. He lets us know, I'm never going to send you into an opportunity. I'm never going to require you to do something that I'm not going to be there with you. And not only am I going to be there, not only will I be there with you, I will deliver you. Meaning that whatever you stumble into or whatever tries to come against you, I am your deliverer. You don't have to deliver yourself. You just have to know that I'm with you and I will deliver you. I will fight for you. I'm standing with you. Just follow me. Do what I tell you to do. Say what I tell you to say. And when we do that, it guarantees our deliverance, that nothing can come against us. Nothing can try to make us stumble. Like, God is our deliverer. And I love, after the Lord reassured Jeremiah, he told him, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth, and he said, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. So what's after God tells us, this is what I've called you to do. This is what I ordained you to do. He reveals our purpose. He reveals our destiny. He reveals our assignment. He reassures us that it's not about our skill set. It's not about what we feel we're capable of doing. He provides us reassurance that he's with us, that he's our deliverer, that, you know, we can't fail. We can't fail if God is with us. Like, it's impossible. And then he equips Jeremiah. Jeremiah didn't have the word of the Lord in his mouth, you know, in the beginning. It was on his life to be a prophet, but it wasn't until the Lord stretched forth his hand and put his word in Jeremiah's mouth. Then Jeremiah was equipped. So I love how God will reveal what we're called to do. He'll say, this is what I ordained. This is your destiny. This is what you're called to do. He provides us that reassurance to let us know, I'm with you. You have my favor. I will deliver you. And then he equips us for it. He provides us everything we need to be able to do what we're called to do. So the Lord puts his word in Jeremiah's mouth. He equips Jeremiah to be a prophet. And then after he does that, Jeremiah goes into this encounter with the Lord, where the Lord begins to say, okay, what do you see? And he begins to test the gift. Like the Lord gave Jeremiah that gift. He put his word in his mouth. And then he asked Jeremiah, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said, you've seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. And then another time, the Lord asked Jeremiah a second time, what do you see? And he said, I see a pot and it's facing away from the north. And then the Lord said to me, and he began to give Jeremiah the meaning of what the vision that he's seeing means. And if you know anything about a prophet sees and a prophet hears. A prophet is able to see in the spirit. A prophet is able to hear. And so the Lord put his word in Jeremiah's mouth, and then he begins to test to see if Jeremiah can see and hear so that he can accurately prophesy. And so God gives us the gifts, and he tests it. He tests those gifts. He lets us know, I'm with you. I will deliver you. And so just by me applying for this position, it's bigger than if this is a job or not. The Lord wanted me to know that I have the favor. I have his favor on my life. And there's two types of favor. We'll have favor with God, and then there's favor with man. And so I forgot who gave this. Oh my gosh. I listened to, or I read some type of sermon or teaching on the difference between the two, and how most people, when you have favor with man but you don't have favor with God, you tend to prematurely go into opportunities, because man will, you know, open doors or present things with you, and you tend to take those opportunities, but God is not blessing it because you haven't obtained the favor from God. And then what also tends to happen is that you can have favor with God, but yet we know God uses man, period. He uses man to typically, if there's a blessing or something that God wants to do, he can do it himself, but he tends to use people. And that's a whole nother thing. So we can have favor with God, but we also need favor with man. And it has to be both, because God uses man. It's usually a man that God uses to open a door, to bless you, to do whatever it is. He tends to use people to do that. And that's just the way it's done. And so when you have favor with God, you can be frustrated because you haven't obtained the favor from man. And so God began to deal with me. No, you have favor. And so favor qualifies us. even when in the natural, we're not qualified, you know, like you ever seen someone that's favored and it's like, how the heck do you just keep getting these crazy opportunities, or you keep getting these crazy blessings, and it's favor. And so we have favor. We have favor on our lives, and the enemy doesn't want us to recognize that we have that favor, because he wants us to disqualify ourselves from the God opportunities that are presented in front of us. He wants that fear. He wants us to be afraid, and we won't even take a step forward into God told you to start a business, and the favor of God is ready to breathe on this business idea that he's giving you. But here comes that fear. Oh my God, what if no one purchases? And I'm talking to myself. What if no one purchases my products? What if I don't market well? What if I can't get the finances, or, you know, people won't support what I'm doing? This inadequacy. Oh my God, I never ran a business before. I don't even have a business degree. I don't know how to write a business plan. So we disqualify ourselves even before we take a step, and the favor of God is ready to breathe on that opportunity, because it's a God opportunity. And so my prayer is that you and I both will recognize that God will open our eyes to see, because we can have favor, but we can't see the favor that's on our lives. And until we recognize and see the favor that's on our lives, we can't step into what God has for us. If, again, favor is on my life and I'm a leader, yet I keep denying myself of leadership opportunities because of my fear and my feelings of inadequacy, then I'll never step into what God has for me. If God called me to be a wife or, you know, called me to be a mother, yet there's this fear of, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to run a household. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. Then I disqualify myself from this God-ordained marriage and opportunity that He has for me. And it's all rooted in fear. It's all rooted in fear, and fear will rob us of the very calling on our lives if we don't learn how to deal with it, if we don't learn how to discern. Actually, no, this is fear speaking. I was on the phone with someone very near and dear to me, and so we had a discussion about something, and so by the end of the discussion, there was just this silence, and so I'm like, what are you thinking about? And so the person replied and said, you know what, I'm just, I don't even want to do it anymore. Like, I'm just thinking, like, just forget it. And so as I'm listening, I replied, I said, that's fear speaking, because there was no hope in that response. There was no, Jesus was nowhere in that response. That was fear speaking. And I recognized it. I discerned it. And so we have to recognize and discern in our own lives when fear or inadequacy or is rising up in us, so that we can say no to it and we can tell it to go far away from us, because we're going to take bold steps of faith and we're going to obey the voice of God. Last night I had the opportunity to go to this women's conference, and Patricia King, oh my God, was there. This is my first time actually hearing her in person. And so she started talking about destiny, and she started talking about how it's those little nudges, those little God ideas, those little nudges that we say yes each and every day, and we say yes to those little nudges, and it actually nudges, and it actually leads us to destiny. And she began to share testimony after testimony of how the Lord, you know, gave her an idea or said, would you do this? And it was her yes that qualified her. So the only thing that qualifies us in our lives is not our degrees. It's not our skill set. It's not who we know. It's not our network. It's not no sorority. It's not because, you know, you have favor with your leader. The only thing that qualifies you is a yes. And I truly believe there are God opportunities that's literally sitting even now. Hey, even now as I'm talking to you, I see these God opportunities literally lingering in the heavens. Like, I see them just sitting, and God is searching. He's looking for people that will say yes. Huh? It's not about your skill set. It's not about your gifts, but it's literally your yes. Like, He has these things that need to be done in the earth realm, but He's searching. He's searching for someone that will say yes. He's searching for someone that will say yes to what He's calling them and what He needs them to do. My God, there are God opportunities that are literally waiting on a yes. And I believe as Christians, we can get caught up in this, you know, I go to church, I serve in my church, you know, I'm an usher, I serve over the children's ministry, or, you know, I lead the Bible study or a small group, and we can get caught up in that, in those things, and we feel like, okay, I got that, and then I got my family, and, you know, I'm building my family, and I got my job, so I'm good, you know, I can do this until I retire, or until it's time for me to go to heaven. And for some people, that is your calling, that's your destiny. But for some other people, you're living below the God standard, the God opportunities that God wants to present to you. He can't until we say yes. Then we have to give Him a yes. We have to give Him a yes each and every day. You know, we can worship and say, God, I surrender all, and I give myself away. And in those moments of worship, you know, and we surrender our hearts, we surrender our minds, but then we leave church, and then Monday comes, and we get caught up in this cycle of life that we forget that yes. And sometimes it's a whisper when we're driving down the street and the Lord is saying, will you say yes to pray for this person? But no, I gotta be somewhere at a certain time. So I that I don't know why that random idea just popped in my mind, but I'm about to be late for work, so I need to keep driving. But that was a nudge. That was a God opportunity that the Lord was presenting that we missed because we're so focused on what we created, our own lifestyle that we are creating for ourselves. And we're missing these God opportunities, but God is searching. He's searching for a people that's willing to say yes, is willing to lay their lives down for Him, for the kingdom of God to be advanced. And I pray all the time that I won't allow fear to rob me of my destiny. Yeah. Whoa, my God. I won't allow fear to rob me of my destiny. That is my declaration. That's my decree, that you declare the same thing over your life, that if you have to do it afraid, we'll do it afraid. If we have to do it and shaking in our boots, that we'll take a step and we'll know that it's not even our responsibility, to even prepare ourselves or equip ourselves, that if God is presenting something to us and He's saying, I need you to do it, it's His responsibility to equip us for it. And He'll give us the blueprint. He'll give us the strategy. He'll give us the steps to walk into what He's calling us to do. You are qualified. You are qualified. I'm qualified. I'm qualified. We are qualified for every God-ordained opportunity. We're qualified for our destiny. We're qualified for our purpose. We're qualified to be a spouse. We're qualified to be a parent. We're qualified to be a CEO. We're qualified to be a politician. Whatever it is that God has called you to, you are qualified. And the only thing that qualifies you is not your degree. It's not your 10 years of work experience. It's not your any certification. It's your yes. It's your yes. Is your yes that can turn a blank resume and can cause favor, that the person that's looking at your resume don't even know why they're calling you for an interview, because you don't even have experience for what they're looking for. But favor, will cause them to pick up the phone and to call you and say, I don't know why, but I just feel like I need to interview you. I need you to come in. And then they don't, next thing you know, they don't know why they're sending you the offer letter, because you don't have any experience with what they need. But the favor of God is upon your life, and God has equipped you for that opportunity that you went through God training. You went through Holy Spirit school to learn how to lead, to learn how to do the thing that God is calling you to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just pray that we will just give God our yes, because I'm qualified. You're qualified. Let that be your declaration. I'm qualified. Speak it over yourself every day, that you're qualified for every gift, every blessing that God has for you. You're qualified for every God ordained opportunity. You're qualified for your purpose. You're qualified for your destiny. You're qualified. You're qualified. And that is going to be my declaration until it's deep down and rooted in my heart, until I believe it, until my confidence rises up, until my esteem rises up, until I see myself the way that God sees me. I will declare over myself that I am qualified. You're qualified. God's qualified you. He's marked your life for destiny, for greatness. He has such a great purpose and a plan over your life that He needs you to say yes. There are God opportunities that the Lord is searching the earth. He's searching. He's searching for someone that will just say yes to Him. There's someone that will just say, God, I'll do it. I'll go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do, even if it's scary, even if I don't know how it's going to happen. All we have to do is say yes. All we have to do is say yes. And one thing I learned about a yes is that it's a continual yes. It's not a one time you say yes, because a lot of things happen between your yes and then the actual manifestation of the thing that you've agreed to, because discouragement is going to come in there. Fear is going to come in there. You're going to deal with some stuff. You know, God has called me to the nations, yet I'm flipping burgers. Like, what is this? I gave you a yes to the nation, God, but why
Why am I flipping burgers? Why am I going back to the marketplace? So in that process between yes and manifestation, sometimes it takes time, and sometimes discouragement wants to come in there and make you want to give up, and sometimes fear wants to come in and doubt, and you questioning, and did I even hear God? Did God call me? Did God say that he's called me to do this? Then why is my life not aligning with it? So we have to give him a continual yes. We have to continue to declare ourselves that we are qualified. We're qualified, and we say yes to every opportunity. We say yes to everything that God tells us to do, big or small. Every yes brings us closer to our destiny. That is what Patricia King spoke on last night, and all I could do was just weep, because it's the little yeses when God told me to pull over and pray for someone. It's the little yes when God tells me in the middle of the night, wake up and intercede for my coworker. It's the little yes when God tells me to give or bless someone, you know, with some money or whatever it is. It's the little yes that qualifies me and bring me closer and closer and closer. So I just want to pray over you that you know that you are qualified. I just want to pray that you will continue to be sensitive to those little nudges, those little God moments where he speaks and asks you, will you say yes? Will you say yes? And I just pray that a yes will be deeply rooted in your spirit, that even when discouragement and fear comes, your yes will speak louder, that you'll know that God has called you, that he's qualified you, and you're going to say yes and yes and yes, and you know that he's leading you closer and closer to your destiny. So God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for your son. I thank you for your daughter, God. I thank you, God, that you've known them, huh, from the womb, God, before their parents even came together, God, that you knew that you needed them here in the earth realm, God. I thank you, God, that you have a plan and a purpose over their lives, God. I thank you that you've qualified them, God, that heaven, they've been pre-approved by heaven, God. I thank you for the pre-approval. I thank you for the approval, God. I thank you, God, that they will walk in boldness and confidence, God, knowing that they are qualified, that they've been marked by heaven, that heaven has qualified them for their next God opportunity, God. I pray even now that you open their eyes to see the God opportunity, Lord. I thank you that fear, huh, is being broken off of us, yeke babasha, right now in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that feelings of inadequacy is being broken off of us in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you that we will walk boldly, high with courage, God, as sons and daughters, God, into every opportunity that you present our way, God, that we will continue to say yes, God, every day, every moment, every second, God, even if it's inconvenient, God, even if it don't make sense, God. Let our yes, God, come to you, God. We thank you, God, for what you've done in our lives, God. Open our eyes to see the favor that rests upon our lives, God. Let us not walk in low self-esteem, but God, I pray even now that you will build us up, God. Help us to see who we are as sons and daughters, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, God, that even this week, Lord, that their yes will speak loud, God, that they will know that they're qualified, God, that you qualify them, that you're equipping them for something great. You're equipping them, God, huh, for a movement. You're equipping them, God, to be world changers in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that they will hold on to your promises. I pray that they will walk forth, God, and go forth in every God opportunity with boldness, God, knowing that they've been prepared for this moment, God. I thank you, Lord, for the favor upon their lives, God. I pray for favor with you, God. I pray for favor with man, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead and guide them. Lead and guide us, God, each and every day, God. Make us sensitive to your voice, Lord, that we will hear you so clearly, Lord, that we will go forth, God, in boldness and confidence in this season, God. God, our hope and our trust is in you, God. It's not in ourselves, but it's in you, God. And we thank you that you're a safe place, that you'll never fail us, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you, God. Oh, God, we just surrender, God. Every area of our lives, we surrender our dreams, our hopes, God. And we even ask that you give us back what's from you, God. That any dream, any hope, anything that we have that's not aligned with your plans and your purposes for our lives, God, that we lay it down. We ask that you take it from us, God. But God, align us now with destiny, God. Order our steps. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered, God. You promised to order our steps, God, and that our steps will lead us into destiny, lead us into purpose, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I bless each and every person listening to this podcast, God. I thank you for a turnaround in their lives. I thank you for breakthrough, God. I thank you for favor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I pray that you guys were blessed and encouraged by this podcast. I have no clue how long it is, but this is the season I'm in. I'm qualified. I'm qualified. Declare it over yourself. I'm qualified. I'm titling this podcast, I Am Qualified, because you're qualified. God has qualified you, and I truly believe that as you continue to say yes, as you continue to just walk by faith, and as you continue to see the favor that's upon your life and not run or shy back, but go forth in boldness and courage, because God is opening doors. He's favoring you, and there's some things that he wants to do, but he's looking for a yes. So I pray that you give him a yes in this season. A yes will be in your heart. A yes will be in your heart. And thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Now that I am feeling better, I plan to have these, have them posted every week again. And I always try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when he's on, and the grace I feel to even record a particular podcast. And I know that God wanted me to come on here and talk about being qualified. And don't disqualify yourself. No more will you disqualify yourself. No longer will you shy back, but you will go forth in boldness in Jesus' name. Well, I love you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.